This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. It's Tuesday, November the 13th. A lot of things going on here for us to discuss as usual. It makes it kind of exciting every day when we get together and we pick apart some of the things that are the Spin City stuff. It goes right, left, up, down, sideways. Jennifer Horn is here to help us sort it all out. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen at the controls. I'm Doug Steffen. So the fire and the election, I think, are both sort of filtering their way through our systems of thinking. I suppose maybe we start with a fire. I don't know what there is. I think we're 42 now, Jennifer. Is that the death count, the worst fire ever?
Right, 42. There are two fires that are burning right now in the state of California. Well, actually more than that. But the ones that we're talking about in Northern California is the Camp Fire. That one has reached a little bit of containment, so that is good news. But the death toll is rising. There's 40 people that are already dead in that fire, and still about 200 people that are missing. And that was a very quick moving fire that went through Northern California, just north of Sacramento in Butte County near kind of Grass Valley, Yuba City, that sort of that area. And down in my neck of the woods, the Woolsey Fire, there are two deaths reported in that fire. Those were two people who were trying to escape. They took a wrong turn, at least according to investigators. This is what they're piecing together. They took a wrong turn. They thought they were on a road, and they actually ended up in someone's driveway. The oxygen was probably sucked from their car, and that's how they lost their life, because flames and smoke overtook them. The fire in my neck of the woods is now 93,000 acres and 146 square miles. The good news is, as of Monday evening, the containment was at 30%. That means that some people are being allowed back into their homes. There are still evacuation orders throughout the city. At one point, 225,000 Americans were, Californians were evacuated from their homes because of these fires. There's a lot of people that are displaced, and so now the effort is to contain.
Some of them are Americans, some of them aren't.
That's right. That's why I said Californians.
Yeah,
the effort to contain is now what really is the focus, because we have red flag warnings, which means very dry conditions, low humidity, lots of wind, and especially in the burn areas. There's no real wind at my house over the last day or so anyway, yet in the burn areas, which start about 10 miles from me, it's completely windy, and you're getting 35 to 40 mile per hour gusts. Now, one of the other stories is exactly what happened to start these fires, other than just the wind. And now, I think I told you yesterday, for the Woolsey Fire, the one by me, a downed electrical line was noticed by California Edison just 2 minutes before the first flames of the Woolsey Fire were reported. So that doesn't seem like a coincidence. That seems like probably what
That whole thing has blown up literally and figuratively, Jennifer, because they were all told, PG&E and Edison, depending on where you are in the state, the status, and this is the disgusting part of this. There was a stockholders meeting at which time the PG&E people said their numbers were so good because they have continued to defer the maintenance on these lines, and the maintenance on the lines, if they get frayed, they fall down. They can break.
You add that to California's weird environmental regulations that won't allow, that won't allow
cleanup
for
of dead brush and wood. Yeah, right.
And you yep. have a real problem. So the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, you're talking about PG&E in Northern California, told a Northern California woman that power lines were causing sparks on her property the day before the deadliest blaze in California's history. That's the wow. one that we're following in Paradise, the campfire. So
Paradise There's is been, a town that's almost gone now, God. Right?
It's yeah. devastated. It's yeah. like a war zone. What really gets me is there's a huge backlash against President Trump for sending out a tweet this past weekend that said it's something to the effect that California is not managing itself properly, and that's why these fires are happening. People went crazy. This is another one of those times.
That's,
maybe
that's
Trump
true.
Should have followed up with another tweet.
But it was really this insensitive.
Doesn't wow. matter. It's absolutely true. You know what's insensitive? Leaving us so that the state continues to burn down. That's insensitive. And the electric companies, Edison and PG&E, need to answer for this. Jerry yep. Brown, who voted down a measure for fire protection and safety in 2016, needs to answer for this. So I think people are misdirecting their
In this case,
fire.
I agree with you
100%. No, I understand completely that
when he's right.
And, yeah. I get that this is on the California electric companies 100%. I totally get that. But what people are outraged by in other states not affected by the fire is just the lack of tact. That's all. There was no compassion. There was
At
no
this
empathy.
Point, tact
you know,
isn't necessary. They don't get
well,
tact.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't live in California. I'm just saying that this is exactly why people were upset by his tweet.
Easy way for people to take a shot at Trump. Sometimes he deserves it, sometimes
well,
he doesn't.
It.
In this case,
he
doesn't
it.
Deserve it. No, I don't
I think he
does.
He totally deserved it. There was nope. zero empathy, no compassion, no, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Like, it was just, it's
if you read the
him.
Two tweets, if you read the two tweets before, he tweets, thank you to the first responders, really sad to watch these devastating forest fires, and then he lays the blame on
the annoyance also
the
is that
stuff.
He becomes the issue, and not PG&E, and all of these people that didn't do their damn jobs. That's really what is annoying about this, and I want to step it up or back a little bit to the political aspects of, if that's what it is, Arizona. The governor-elect is a lady who is a it's the Senate, right? Is it the Senator? The Senator.
The Senate is the Senator is going to be Kristen Sinema. She's a Democrat. The yeah. governor is a Republican.
Okay. So looking around at all of this stuff. I don't even know if they figured out Florida yet. Is that still in the up and down in the Georgia election? It seems to me there still are questions that haven't answered yet.
I don't think Florida's going to have an answer for a long time.
No, it could not. Florida is, this is a dry run for 2020 as far as I'm concerned. Florida always has a problem. Why does Florida always have a problem? What are the people who live, are there too many transients, people that are down the snowbirds, they don't pay attention? The folks who run the state of Florida, and especially Palm Beach County and Broward County, who the hell's running? I remember when I was a resident of Florida and used to vote down there, what a fiasco it was. And that was 35 years ago. It's always a fiasco in Palm Beach County. Why? Especially when you consider who lives there now. Hello, duh. The president is, I think, actually a resident. Is he declared a resident of Florida? I forget whether he is or he isn't.
I think he's New York. I don't know.
Anyway, so that got me to thinking about something else. As I look at the continuing stories and the news media takes a look at the blue states and the red states, how was it that the Republicans were declared the red states and the Democrats were declared the blue states? The reason, I want to know who did that and how it sunk in, because if you look at the color chart that comes from the Crayola company, they describe their colors and what they mean. And not only Crayola, but you see it elsewhere. Red infers rage or anger or heat, and blue is calm, cool, collected. So the blue, the inference here, and that's why I want to know how these colors came into be, is that the blue states, the Democratic states, are cool, calm, collected, swell, and the red states, the Republican states, are angry.
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with that when it
started. Well, but that's the inference, Kara. Whether it had, I don't know that it did or didn't.
I know, but I'm telling you, you're asking why it started. I'm telling you that I don't think it had anything to do with that.
How do you happen to know? I don't know the answer to that.
At least the articles that I've seen is it started in the 70s when color TV first came out. I think NBC was the first one
to track election results
to do it. Yeah. Mm. And they just, it was the opposite. It was that blue was Republicans and red was Democrats. And then as more TV channels started having color, there was more of a debate on what was what. So you could switch from channel to channel and they would have different colors on different maps. And then as it became more of a popular thing, and I think it's just a human thing where you want to divide states based on, you just, people like to have order, and so it's easier if you say, yeah, okay, well, this is this and this is that. And so I think they just decided at some point, I don't know who they is, it's just some form of media who was organizing this and putting maps on their TV that decided, okay, if we're going to use this, then we need to decide what is what, and we can't keep having different channels, one's blue, one's red, blah blah blah. And at that point it just became more solid.
And most people do not think about colors or the meanings of colors or anything. Like 99% of people in America don't even
They don't outwardly think about it, but there's a subtle suggestion, a subconscious suggestion that red equals this and blue equals that. And because I'm much more into subliminal thinking and subconscious thinking.
I know, you're way more sensitive than most people about it.
Yeah, well, maybe I am, but I just think it's worth a mention. And that was a good clarification, Kara. Thank you for getting the history of it. It's 18 after the hour in the DJV program. It's the time of the day when we are thinking about how we start our day, how we make our day better, and how we put good things into our body. If you're conscious at all of your body and proper nutrition, then every day you should take a couple of capsules in the morning and a couple at night of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Texas Superfoods has created this organic delivery system of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are superb, and they answer the call to having enough fresh fruits. Say it again. Fresh fruits and vegetables every day in your diet. American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, the dental folks, all the people who are supposedly experts, come up with this number of five or more servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And you don't get that. I know you don't. So let's get to the Texas Superfood website and order these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. They are dried, powdered. You can get in the powder form, capsule form. Take them every day. Boy, will they enhance your immune system. And this is the time of year you really want to have a strong immune system. All these natural things are great. And available easily at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Available now. Believe me, this is an awesome way for you to make sure that you've neutralized any negative stuff in your body. Organic fruits and vegetables every day. Think of it. And then go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. And they'll send you a little container of their probiotics, which are very important to have as well. So do it now while you're thinking about it. Order Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Ooh. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love rock and roll. 23 after the hour. Most people have a love of rock and roll. If they have any spirit, any spunk, it's time for us to spend some musical. We'll collaborate with the musicians here, Victoria. How's that? Joan right. Jett and Stevie Winwood are working on a Parkinson's fundraiser. Michael J. Fox had his annual Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's benefit in New York City. Joan Jett, Steve Winwood played for the crowd, raising money after their sets. I invited Michael Fox to jump up on stage where he and Joan played electric guitar to back up Stevie Winwood's performance of Give Me Some Lovin'. Crank this up. This is great. He was a part of the original Spencer Davis group. Wrote this song, Give Me Some Lovin'. A lot of people don't know that, but the former disc jockey here understands that. That song was a big hit in 1968, I want to think. Somewhere in there, Spencer Davis group. Fundraiser benefits the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which is striving to find a cure for Parkinson's, which Fox has. He has had it for, 25 years? Was, I think, diagnosed in the early 90s. And just for the performance, Joan Jett's Twitter account shared a statistic. 60,000 new Parkinson's cases will be diagnosed in our country alone this year. Tonight, Joan is at Michael J. Fox's Fox Gala, raising money for important research to help cure the disease. Jim Gaffigan, Willie Geist, and John Mulaney took to the stage to perform some comedy routines during the event as well. Katie Couric was at the event. Jennifer Grey, Michael J. Fox brought on stage Christopher Lloyd, who's a great, great character actor. So they're all there to support Michael J. Fox's attempts to focus on the problems people have. Parkinson's, he's lived with it a long time, shows how you can live and still work.
It's amazing he can play guitar as well as he does.
Really is. Yep. Good event. Good highlight. Thank you. Up next here, Musically, 26 after the hour, Mumford & Sons holding exclusive listening events in North America movie theaters. this week are going to be the focus of their efforts. Fans in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, L.A., Washington, and Toronto will be able to experience the group's fourth album, Delta, a day before it's officially going to be released. The fans were chosen through a contest Mumford & Sons announced over social media. The complete audio of Delta played at the events will be accompanied by visuals curated in partnership with National Geographic. The inspiration for this, the creation process of the album and all that sort of thing. This ought to be a good take, actually. I think that I'd be intrigued.
I saw a clip of it, and it is amazing.
I would think.
The footage of just how gorgeous our planet is.
Yeah.
And mix. And I'm not a huge Mumford & Sons fan at all, but their music really worked when you see the visual.
This.
And
yeah.
If you're in a movie theater, it was a very cool moment. I wish that they would open this up to
make
the public
it more,
and not,
yes,
just,
right,
for
not
fans,
just for them.
Because I think a lot of people would really like it.
I agree with you 100%. National Geographic says, by pairing the work of some of the most talented filmmakers and photographers with the sounds of these award-winning musicians, we hope to give people an even greater appreciation and understanding of the planet and the importance of protecting it. I got that out of the thing I saw on the plane over the weekend, the National Geographic NASA presentation, but all of it's being done very well. Delta, by the way, released this Friday, first day of Mumford & Sons' 63-day world tour called the Delta Tour. So, that's coming up. I'm all for whatever we can do to make this it's not a cause celeb. It's just something that makes sense for all of us who care about the future. I look at my grandson, and I want to make sure that what I'm leaving him and his parents are leaving him is something that's good and healthy. And awareness and education on these things, as long as it's not pejorative and one-sided, is very important. 28 past the hour, good for Mumford & Sons.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California town essentially wiped off the map by one of the biggest wildfires in that state's history.
Just absolutely heartbreaking to drive through Paradise and see the level of destruction.
And that's the fire chief in Paradise, the Northern California town wiped out by the Camp Fire, which is now the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. At least 42 people have been killed by it, with scores, if not hundreds, of people still missing. More people being forced from their Ventura County homes by the Woolsey Fire in Southern California. And as high winds continue to buffet the state, several more wildfires broke out yesterday. There's a report in the Washington Post that President Trump is on the verge of firing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and a focus on lots of things that are going on around us. A focus, actually, because we're only, believe it or not, a week away from Thanksgiving, a week and a couple of days, and I just was looking through some of my email ladies, and I have an invitation to my first Christmas party. So that's, I'm sure you probably have all gotten them as
you're
well.
You're behind. I've already gotten three or four.
Well, that's because you're much more popular than I am.
I'm zero, so I'm the least popular.
All right. No, we won't measure it that way, Victoria. All right. What are we measuring that's hot stuff here?
Measuring hot stuff meaning
hot
trending?
Stuff. You. Yes. Trending okay. Hot stuff.
Well, Amazon is trending right now, and the reason is because that new headquarters that we've been hearing about since last September, it turns out they may split their new headquarters between two spots. One will be Long Island City, New York, and the other will be in Northern Virginia in Arlington County's Crystal City neighborhood. And so the reason, now Amazon has not made this official yet. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal saying that they've got the intel on what Amazon's going to do.
Bezos just bought a big house in Washington, so I've got to tell you something.
Yeah, Arlington, I'm sure. Yeah, Arlington
Crystal
seems
City.
Like...
Have you been
I don't
there,
know
Victoria?
Crystal City. No,
Crystal
I don't know
City
Crystal
City
at all.
Crystal City is a very interesting... It's called Crystal City because all the buildings are glass. It's right over the Potomac from Washington. It's nothing but a big... It's a big commercial blob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I ever go there is if I need to do shopping after work, then I'll go over to Crystal City because they've got a lot of stores.
Long Island City is I'm a lot more familiar with, and that's actually a great choice for New York. Now, New York has been on the short list. It's been at least rumored to have been on the short list. 238 proposals came for HQ2. That's what they're calling it, Headquarters Part 2. Mm-hmm. And spanning across 54 states, provinces, districts, and territories all across North America. It wasn't just in the U.S. Now, they did whittle it down to 20 finalists, including Austin, Boston, Nashville, Miami, and Philadelphia. But now it looks like New York and Arlington are going to be the two where they split it. Long Island City is a great choice because it's still very industrial. There's actually room there to build a headquarters. There are more apartment buildings that are going up. It's very easy to access Manhattan. It's in between. If you're not familiar with Long Island City, it's a very thin strip that's on the East River, a little thin strip of land, and it's in between when you cross out of Manhattan. You go over the East River, and then on your way to Queens and Brooklyn, you go right over Long Island City. So it's incredibly convenient. And one of the major things that they needed as criteria when they were looking at which cities to choose, and Kansas City made a huge bid for this. Cities in Arizona were really into it. Atlanta really wanted it.
That's
Everybody
big
wanted
money.
This because it brings 50,000 jobs, $5 billion it will cost to build and operate the new facility, lots of taxes for the new for whatever new city gets it. But I think Long Island City is actually a really great choice. It's the last part of Manhattan or New York City that has undeveloped land. And and the other thing is they have to be able to be in a city where they can attract a lot of young people who want to work there. So if you're in the boondocks, they're not really going to attract the caliber, college graduates, engineers, things like
that. They'll make a city out of it. They'll make a, like Google has done and Microsoft. If you look at the sort of subtext of Playa del Rey in Los Angeles, good comparison. They built 3,800 apartment units all in one, like I think it's about 10, 12 acres, 14 acres. And they got a movie house, they got a Trader Joe's, they got a.
Yeah.
They have everything you need where you can walk. Everywhere, and that's what they're going to do in these places. You're
proximity,
build...
I think proximity, and Arlington is not far outside of D.C., so that was another thing that they said. They want it to be near a major hub, and so public transportation is really important. Public transportation runs to Arlington. It runs everywhere in Long Island City, so it really makes sense when you break down if those are the two choices. They also need, one of the things is cost of living in Long Island City is probably the cheapest in terms of you can live in a brand new building or a new-ish building and have a cheaper rent than anywhere else in New York City. Arlington, same thing. The rent is cheaper because you're just outside of where all the expensive rent is in the D.C. Georgetown area. So it kind of makes sense. So Amazon will, they haven't even said when they're going to make the announcement final. Now
pretty
that
soon.
This leaked through the Wall Street Journal,
pretty
I'm
soon.
Assuming they'll be saying something pretty soon.
Yeah, that's good news. The wildfires continue to decimate major regions of California. I thought it was very interesting as I was out there. I've told you a few of the stories about the air on Saturday versus the air on Sunday. But I was listening around to my brother, and I know a lot of folks on the local Los Angeles stations. So I listened to see what's going on. I thought they were doing a great job, frankly, once again, fulfilling the role as we talk about first responders and the fact that the fire department, you know, the police department, the people who were there, but the radio people on the ground, they don't have to bring a lot of heavy equipment with them. They send reporters out, and they really covered everything. The wind, the traffic. I mean, it was very graphic. Anybody who knows Southern California, listen to these good reports. It was a bad day for California, bad week for California, but another good, for well-run radio stations, it was certainly testimony that even though people watch the TV, it's the same stuff, the same video over and over and over and over and over again. Whereas if you listen to the radio and there's somebody right there or two or three or four people, you get different points of view. And it was, I thought, very helpful, frankly, as I was listening to it. So a tip of the hat to my radio brethren who are following all of that. I have a request, and this is a good opportunity for those of you who are in need of good health advice. From time to time, we're going to present the DJB Health Show. It kind of ties in with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. I've always been very, very, very close to health news, breaking news, cutting-edge news, very interested in telling you those stories. So we're going to offer, Joel Wallach has been around for a long time giving people health advice, so he's going to be on later on. And if you have a question for him and you can't stay with us later on, you can feel free to call us right now at 888-302-3684. We will record your question for Dr. Wallach that will be used later on, 888-302-3684. Anything about any health issue you may have, we'll use it during the course of the conversation with him, and we'll send you a copy of the book, Life is Good, When You Do the Work a Fabulous Way, for, it's a good Christmas present, actually, written by my friend Maria Trilogy. Life is Good When You Do the Work. Copy of the book comes to you when you call and share your medical questions, so you win all the way around. Helpful advice, 888-302-DOUG is the number to call with your question right now. And anytime, you can check out the new DJV Health News site at djvhealthnews.com. Some names in the news coming up in a matter of moments. I want to bring you an update on the progress that a lot of people who have decided to take off their pounds and do it seriously and sensibly. Weight loss support groups are good. There are lots of chapters of a lot of these groups, but you got to have your head in the right place, and you may or may not need the help. If you start and you're on a good program, that's great. The best program I've ever found. I've never been somebody whose weight has fluctuated a lot, but I am troubled, and you hear me, because I want to stay in good physical shape to be as healthy as I can as I grow a little older. We all are growing older, and hopefully you're all conscious of trying to be in good shape, because you want to enjoy the good things about life. And I'm doing a great job, if I do say so myself, thanks to the help of Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one choice. You take Calitrin at bedtime, you go right to sleep. In the first 90 minutes of getting that good rest, your body goes through rejuvenation, repair, regrowth. Calitrin, whose main ingredient is collagen, works with your body to repair and regrow the tissue that has come apart. As you get older, you don't produce collagen, so your muscles get weaker. And so this is a way for you to supplement and get stronger, leaner muscles, push the fat out, because it burns when you're building muscle. It burns the fat and the sugars, that sort of thing. That's where the weight loss comes from. Lose the weight and keep it off. No drugs, no stimulants. It's an all-natural, safe approach to take, even if you're on other medications. This is not a medication. This is a supplement. So Calitrin, number one for safe weight loss. Special 10% off deal. When you go to toploss.com, use the code DJV. Check the box for DJV. Toploss.com. Lose that weight. Keep it off. The 10% deal applies to all the bottles that you buy of Calitrin, and you get the fourth one free if you buy three. Calitrin, the best, beneficial, most wonderful way to lose weight and keep it off. You'll feel good, and you'll know you're doing it in a healthful way. Go to toploss.com, the code DJVs, for the special 10% off deal.
I'm Andy Solomon. A new University of Phoenix survey revealed that only 30% of veterans have sought or considered professional counseling, compared to 72% of currently serving military personnel. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Dutton, Program Director for University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences.
There has been real progress in reducing the stigmas associated with professional counseling.
However, for veterans that served in a culture where talking about feelings or seeking help was not widely accepted, the perception of mental health may not have changed.
Dr. Barbara Van Dalen, president and founder of Give an Hour, a leading organization in changing the culture of mental health, explains.
By talking about our mental health and sharing stories about how we care for ourselves and each other, we can ensure that those in need receive the care they deserve. Those who serve are leading the way as we change the culture of mental health.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu/veteranmentalhealth.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At 46 at the hour here on the DJV program, Doug, yes, Victoria, Kara, people in the news, Stan Lee, the comic book creator, died yesterday, 95 years of age. Wow, look at the comic books that he, what he, look at this whole business now.
His legacy is incredible.
Oh, my God, the superhero stuff, Spider-Man, the Hulk, Iron Man, the Fantastic Four, X-Men. The Marvel superheroes were all his creation. He held the position of president of Marvel, served as its publisher for 20 years, served as the public face for the franchise, went to a lot of comic book conventions, making cameo appearances in almost every one of the Marvel movies. He was awarded the National Medal of Arts honor in 2008. His wife, Joan, died last year. They were married for 69 years. God love the guy. He had an interesting, if you look at him earlier in his life, he was going bald, but then all of a sudden he had hair. You look at some of the pictures of him, he had some plugs put in. Didn't do necessarily a great job, but he was a character, man. He really was. Imagine the imagination he had to have to come up with all of this stuff, and obviously became a very wealthy man. As a result of Disney buying up all of his properties. Those movies will go on and on and on and on. I thought it was interesting, the post from some of the people who have starred in some of those movies, not Chris Pine, what's the other?
Robert Downey Jr. Posted Robert a lot Downey. About Stan yeah. Lee and said he wouldn't yeah. be anywhere with, you know, yeah. his Iron Man.
Right.
So
look at him, yeah, Iron
yeah, everyone who's played yeah. Spider-Man, and it's the yep. list goes on and on.
All right, next person in the news is Andreas Jahing, from Lithuania. This kid, 13 years old, discovered a grenade in a river. And he was playing near the shore of the river. He saw this ball. He picked it up, brought it to the police. The police looked at it. The explosives expert tested the explosive inside the grenade, found it was ancient gunpowder, 350 years old. Thing been sitting in the room.
That's cool, but I gotta say, I would not be the person to pick it up and walk around with it.
Yeah.
I'd bring the police force to the river.
Yes. Yeah. Also, Jake Olson, an officer with the Department of Fish and Wildlife in California, helping to evacuate retirement communities. The wildfires all over that we've talked about. He found a treasured possession still intact when he returned to the spot where his house once stood. He and his wife got out early enough. They went back and they found her wedding ring in the rubble. Imagine that, being able, your house burns down and you go to where your bedroom used to be and you look, there's a picture of him holding the ring in front of his house, burned to the ground, car burned, everything's burned. But they found her wedding ring.
Wow.
That's probably a pretty good sign for him, I would think. And her. Congratulations to Jake Olson. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To this, as the conversation about Stan Lee continues, this is a theme from Spider-Man, the TV show, before it became a movie. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, and I'm guessing you would like to pay tribute to Stan Lee, who had quite a full and exciting and interesting life, wouldn't you say, Chucker?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the legacy that he's going to leave is that, you know, his creation, he co-created a lot of these characters along with fellow artist Jack Kirby, is that all this stuff is generational and was popular back in the day, popular now, and will probably be popular in 50-plus years from now. He's the guy who created Spider-Man, the Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Ant-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, X-Men, and his first comic creation was the Fantastic Four. So certainly leaves a very powerful legacy. You know, one of the fun things of going to a Marvel movie, and that's really where all this has enveloped into something enormous. You know, his work has now been translated into major motion pictures with massive budgets. It's one of the most profitable studio in Hollywood, which is Marvel Entertainment. But when Stan Lee's always done a cameo, they always had him do a cameo in all these Marvel movies. And when he comes on screen, when you watch one of these Marvel films on the opening weekend in a movie theater, the reaction from the audience is really, really energetic. And
everybody reacts. Everybody
laugh.
Knows him. They recognize
having a tremendously good time. Absolutely. Yeah. And all his cameos are pretty they've all now made his cameos pretty very inventive, and they're a lot of fun. He has cameos, actually. Filmed. One's going to be in Captain Marvel, and one's going to be in the fourth Avengers film, which comes out next summer.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of these movies, so I don't see them. But it would be fun, as you've suggested, I'm sure you've experienced it, when you go see one of these and you get the reaction to him being there. What sort of roles does he usually, how does he show up? How do they bring him in?
I think in the last Avengers movie, he played a bus driver. In one of the Incredible Hulk movies, he was a security guard who ran into, I think his fellow security guard in the Hulk movie was Lou Ferrigno. That was a fun one.
That's cool.
Yeah, or he's walking down the street, somebody bumps into him. All his cameos have been really, really good. And he had a great sense of humor, at least on film, when he did these cameos. So 95 is certainly good life, good legacy. And obviously this radiated very... in a very positive direction when the word came out that he passed on the internet yesterday. I just wanted to point that out.
All right. There's a new character in Toy Story. We'll talk about that in a moment as we continue. Chuck Curry is here on the DJV show.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool ampersand underscore exclamation point 1985.
Knew it. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
All right, so Forky is in this new Toy Story, new character. I don't know, I'm not a Toy Story fan, but the upcoming Toy Story 4, is it coming out in time? No, I think it's not coming out until next year.
Next summer, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the final one.
Right.
I don't know, but I have a feeling a few people might be interested in that film. I think it'll do pretty well.
Good for you. All right, what other movie news do you have?
I think you give me your opinion on this. There's a report says that Warner Brothers and director-actor Bradley Cooper tinkering with the idea of re-releasing a longer version of the current hit A Star Is Born. Current running time is 135 minutes. I guess Cooper and like all directors, was tinkering in the editing room with a much longer version. Now, when a movie's done in the can, released, I consider it a piece of art. So do you like the fact that they can go in and re-release longer versions of a film that you really like? Or what's your opinion on that?
I don't care, actually.
No? I actually have mixed feelings about it. To some extent, I like it. To some extent, I know. I think the best version of a longer would be James Cameron's The Abyss in 89, which made that film so much better when they added another 20 minutes.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.